Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Monday night kick-ass edition. And yes, it is the one-year anniversary of myself participating in this particular radio program. So if you want to...
Congratulations.
So if you want to buy me a beer, it's tip.lrn.fm.
I would, but I heard they were all closed, the bars.
Just one of them today.
Just one?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the one that takes crypto, anyway.
I heard some of our friends got kicked out of another one.
Another bar?
Yeah, Lab and Lager apparently kicked them out. For
really?
Presumably for no masks.
Oh, okay.
I was told that they were requiring them from, like, the entrance to your seat, which,
it's ridiculous.
That's it's like the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's like 7 feet or something.
You'd walk 7 feet with the mask on,
take
it off. Eat, drink, be merry, laugh, vomit.
No, not anymore. You're going to have, that's all going to have to go away. No more talking, no more laughing. There's new rules coming soon.
Yeah, I'm going to break those too. It doesn't matter. I mean, you can make as many new rules as you want to, Mr. Sununu. I'm just not listening anymore. Yeah. You're jumped the shark. You're an idiot.
Just to be clear, I'm not talking about necessarily in New Hampshire, but knows? We haven't heard this proposal that the Atlantic is about to make.
Yeah.
Been made by any government yet, but it's coming.
What's the proposal?
So for those of you just tuning in.
He says with enthusiasm.
So
what's the proposal?
For those just tuning in, the Atlantic has been making the argument that speaking is bad. That talking and communicating verbally with other people is dangerous.
You mean like we do here on Free Talk Live?
Yes.
Quick, somebody panic.
But specifically when somebody is within earshot of you in physical reality. And so the proposal is Library Rules for America. Every time you walk into a school, a medical clinic, a drugstore, barbershop, office, airplane, train, or a government building, you should see a sign that reads, "Hush for your health." Or, "Make good choices, lower your voices."
Shush.
Or, "Keep quiet and carry on." The so-called expert he's speaking with says, quote, "In terms of the science, I am convinced that something like this library rule would reduce all modes of viral transmission."
And does this guy know anything at all about science? Does he have a credential?
Oh, of course all these people have credentials. He is a professor at the University of Colorado at Boulder who studies disease transmission. So, see, he knows what he's saying. And so, therefore, you need to be quiet. And welcome to the new Library America, where everywhere you go, you will have to shut up.
You guys remember that movie, They Live?
Obedience is getting so easy. You just have to exist.
You remember the movie, They Live?
Yes, I love that movie. And I want to write a sequel to it.
He lifts the glasses up and he sees just people walking around and billboards and stuff. And he puts the glasses down and it says obey and all these things. Now instead
you're
of all
put
that,
these glasses on or you're going to eat this trash can.
Yeah, no, when he puts the glasses on, he's just going to see all the billboards and TVs and everything says shush.
Yeah,
you know they did one for 2020.
Did they?
Not a new movie, but somebody took the clip of Roddy Piper in the movie, and They Live, walking down the street where he's putting the glasses on and off, and they put in more updated phrases and things that you would see
in
2020.
Got to check that out.
I missed that.
You got a pointer to that?
I don't, but if I dig around, I think I sent it to Vincent because he's a big fan of that.
Okay.
So I can probably pull it up. I'll put it on our social
media. Well, he should listen to this because he's got to cut the commercials out so I can throw it on TV.
But how long before this proposed library proposal, library rules or whatever, how long before it's San Francisco or some other place is picking this up?
Well, and we know based on historical evidence that whenever one of these government entities implements one of these horrifying things, that it's only a matter of time until the rest of the government entities follow suit with their monkey see, monkey do attitudes.
Yes.
Now, it seems like a clear violation of freedom of speech, obviously, but there's been plenty of violations.
It certainly is.
There have been a myriad of violations of people's rights in just this year alone, let alone
a veritable plethora.
Yeah. So, you know, they would, of course, make the argument, it's an inhibition on your freedom of speech, verbal speech, but you'll still be able to send a text message. You'll still be able to post an update to your social media, so you can still communicate. You just don't get to communicate verbally anymore in the new America.
So you don't get to communicate without going through the censors they call fact checkers. Very clever. Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily I have Telegram and Signal. I can get those through. And I'm not going to stop talking anyway.
No,
have you
neither.
Ever tried to get me to stop talking? Or just knew it was a lost cause. I don't think you've ever tried.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I think I may have shushed you at some point, but it didn't work.
It didn't work. Of course it didn't work.
I think I've been shushed as well, and it also did not work. I seem to be immune to shushing.
It's true.
You just hate your grandparents, that's all.
The thing is, I would shut up, but I'm paralyzed by not caring very much.
No, I hate your grandparents.
Oh,
apparently.
Well, they're all dead.
Yeah. It's all your fault.
So I hate dead people?
All the time.
It's unbelievable, but that's where we're at. I mean, they're literally talking about stopping speech.
Well, it just keeps getting... And weird thing is just watching everybody else do this stuff.
And
I'm just like walking around like I always have. Like, I don't know what you people are afraid of.
Like, normal face.
None of the people I know are afraid.
This is what a face looks like. This is what... how people are supposed to walk around, and, you know, it's our naturally occurring thing. You know, I mean, sure, you know, we as men, we groom our facial hair, that kind of thing, but, and some men don't, or whatever, some women don't either, but, you know, normal face, that's just how you're supposed to look. Now, human communication is incredibly reliant upon facial expressions for understanding, for comprehension, for divining meaning, and, you know, sort of, you know, the main points of somebody's conversation.
It's also nice to be able to actually hear something rather than having it pass through a plexiglass shield and pass through a face mask, because it makes it very difficult.
And I'm also halfway deaf, so, you know, mostly I've got
you
a little...
You can't hear me when I'm talking directly at you.
And the thing is, one of the things that I use to make up for that is lip reading.
Yeah, right.
So it's why I have to... You'll notice I have to ask people to repeat themselves like five times as much. Every once in a while, I'm tempted to just stand there and make them repeat themselves so they take their mask off. How many licks it takes to get to the center of a mask.
I still can't hear you.
What? Pardon? And I'm kind of in the same boat, having been a musician for so long and standing in front of a full stack of Marshall speakers, you know, without earplugs and that kind of thing. So I also, like, one of my ears isn't as good as the other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when people are talking, I semi-read lips. Like, if there's no volume on the TV, I can't tell you what this person said. But when I can sort of hear them, I rely on the lips to go, oh, he just said this, that, or the other thing, right?
Right. Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes I figure out, like, you'll finish talking and I won't quite know what you said, and then, like, 30 seconds later it'll be like, oh, he said this.
We call that a delayed reaction.
Yes.
Yeah. I have that, too. It's also hindsight. Yeah, hindsight. Like, somebody will say something and, you know, they might be insulting you or, you know, dogging you or trolling you or whatever, and you say something back that wasn't, like, really effective, and then 10 minutes later you're like, you know what I should have said?
Yeah.
I should have said this, and it would have been much better had you said that. I have that. I suffer from 2020.
I was hanging out with this girl one time on tripping on mescaline, and we're just chilling out, and this guy who lived somewhere else in the building I was in came in. She was like, "Oh yeah, I slept with that guy." I was like, "Yeah, why?" Because he was kind of a goof, and she said, "Well, because he's crazy." And then she looked at me a minute later. She says, "You're pretty crazy too." And it's like 6 months later, I realized that was an invitation. But mescaline, man, you can't always be on top of it. I mean, well, you can't be on top of it at all if you don't catch the broad yet.
Brian561 in our Twitch chat says, people with masks need to turn on their closed captioning.
There you go.
There's a market solution, closed caption masks that translate what you say into text.
No. I'll just keep talking, walking, coming complete,
and then when you put the glasses down, the closed caption just says, obey, obey, obey. Or shush.
Shh. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Shh. 855, 450 free. Like freedom.
Speak up.
This is Free Talk Live. We want to hear you. We've got more coming up so we can listen.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it is. Shush Talk Live.
Shush.
I'm sorry, it's Free Talk Live.
Yes, thank goodness.
855-450 free.
Well, we still can.
Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Next thing you know, they'll take our thoughts away.
I think they took their thoughts away before they tried all this stuff, or it wouldn't have worked.
Good point. Decades of government education.
Yeah.
You really should be the lead singer of Pontificator.
I could be that because I'm a pontiff.
Yeah, and that's you wouldn't exactly really have to sing, right? It'd just be some music, and then you could just pontificate over the music.
Yeah, I could.
Isn't that what Henry Rollins does?
I can kind of sing.
Kinda, yeah, as a matter of fact.
Just with more shouting.
Yeah.
I can kind of sing. I sang the Go Down Moses thing when I was a kid. Go down, Moses, way down to Egypt's land.
Anyway, if you would like to call in and talk about anything you like, please dial 855-450-3733 or get us over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And from mid-March to mid-July, Divvy, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting on Free Talk Live, increased in value over 10 times. Nothing is stopping Divvy from increasing exponentially again, and in fact, that is their goal. Divvy's price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. Will Divvy go up further when their wallet is fully released? I don't know. But at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. You can go to DivvyProject.org and begin earning Divvy by starting a masternode or staking Divvy. They have a lottery for people who stake the coin, too. Opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org.
Am I the only person who's bothered by them saying 10 times and not tenfold? Because if something increases 10 times, then, like, its value changes 10 times, but...
Tenfold.
Tenfold, yes.
What's the difference between 10 times tenfold and 10x?
10 times tenfold and 10x, I don't know, what's x?
10x is usually a way of expressing 10 times.
Oh, yeah, 10x would be a... 10x would be that.
10x would be which one? Tenfold or 10 times?
Well, 10 times would be, like, how many times it happened. So like, it increased one day, and then it increased another day, and then it increased another
day. Would you prefer by a factor of 10?
By a factor of 10 would work beautifully.
All right. Math.
Welcome to Pedantic Talk Live.
Here what we expect talk live. Yeah. Do we have any more on the article?
Hey, at least I'm not Daryl.
That's true.
There's only one
I do miss Daryl.
And nobody could be him.
I miss old Daryl.
I've missed Daryl with every shot so far.
We're doing shots?
Not on the air.
Did you bring whiskey?
Oh, darn. Mm-hmm. That's for the after show.
Okay.
All right. So we will shift gears. I stumbled upon this article, actually, some time ago from Wired that's titled, Meet the Star Witness, Your Smart Speaker. Now, this isn't exactly new information, but the new that... You know, your smart speaker can be used for government purposes. They can spy. We've heard about all the leaks where, like, people have been recorded, you know, having sex or having conversations about drug deals over their Echo or Amazon device or whatever it is. And that
meeting
kind of thing.
Their 12-word cryptocurrency key to somebody else.
Kind of thing. So, but the new part is that requests are rising from law enforcement for information on these devices, which can include internet queries, food orders, and overheard conversations. In July 2019, police rushed to the home of 32-year-old Sylvia Galva. Galva's friend, also in the home, called 911, claiming she overheard a violent argument between Galva and her boyfriend, 43-year-old Adam Crespo. The two lived together in Hollandale Beach, Florida, about 20 miles from Miami. When officers arrived, Galva was dead, impaled through her chest by the 12-inch blade at the sharp end of a bedpost.
Jeez.
And that doesn't mean there was a knife attached to the bedpost. It was that the bedpost had snapped somehow and became a point, and that's how she was impaled. So,
oh, my.
Just to clarify. Police believe...
Good Lord.
Police believe Crespo tried to drag Galva from their bed. She held onto the bedpost to resist, but the sharp end snapped, somehow killing her. Police charged Crespo with second-degree murder. He pleaded not guilty and was released on $65,000 bail, awaiting trial. In the months since the arrest, Crespo's lawyer has presented a surprising piece of evidence in his defense. Recordings from a pair of Amazon Echo speakers.
Interesting.
I had a lot of interviews where people said, oh, are you aware that this could be the first time Alexa recordings are going to be used to convict somebody of murder, says Christopher O'Toole, Crespo's lawyer. And I actually thought of it the opposite way, that this could be the first time an Amazon Alexa recording is used to exonerate somebody and show that they're innocent.
Okay. So I wonder what it showed.
When police and prosecutors collect smart home or speaker data, it's typically used as evidence against suspects. The Hollandale Beach Police Department filed a subpoena for Crespo's speakers, mm-hmm. as they may have picked up audio of the argument Galva's friend overheard. The incident shows the growing role of smart home devices and wearables in police investigations. Yes, wearables. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Like your phone.
Yes. In 2016, police in Bentonville, Arkansas, requested Amazon Echo data in connection with a man's death, believed to be the first such request. Amazon initially tried to block the request, but later handed over the data. Why? Why would they hand over the data?
Because they're a multi-billion dollar company and they want to keep their multi-billion dollars.
Well, it's because the state, right? They're afraid of the state.
Exactly.
You know, I gotta know, and I don't know, it doesn't say, but they keep saying request. Is that the same thing as a warrant, a subpoena? Is that like the same concept?
Right.
Or
is it, hey, Ian, this is, you know, Bob Smith from the FBI, and I know you work at Amazon over there. And I was just wondering, could we get a copy of,
that's a request.
Greg's, recordings from his Amazon Echo?
That's a request.
Right?
Is that what they're talking about?
I can't imagine that's what they're talking about, no.
Well, they might show up with a request first and then come back with
a warrant.
Warrant or whatever. Break into your house later.
At any rate, a murder charge against the defendant was later dropped, but speaker, smart home, and wearable data has figured into multiple cases since then. Earlier this month, Amazon said it had received more than 3,000 requests from police for user data in the first half of this year.
Wow.
And complied almost 2,000 times. So two-thirds of the time, they just go, sure, here you go.
Wow.
That was a 72% increase in requests from the same period in 2016 when Amazon first disclosed the data. And a 24% jump in the past year alone.
Well, I mean, I don't think you can blame the police in this particular case for using whatever evidence happens to be laying around. I mean, whether it's a blood spatter that they, you know, bring in their blood spatter expert to analyze, or a smart speaker just sitting right there like, oh, well, let's just get the recordings. That'll help. I mean, I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with them doing that. You brought the thing into your house, so what'd you expect was going to happen?
What did you expect was going to happen? 855, 450, free,
like the vampire across the threshold. He's going to bite something.
Have your household appliances gone too far? More Free Talk Live coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's the most important election in our history.
President Trump's message during a Labor Day press conference at the White House, the president also on why he's not meeting with top Democrats to discuss a new stimulus package.
I know my customers. That's what I do. I know Pelosi. I know Schumer very well. They don't want to make a deal because they think it's good for politics. I don't have to meet them in order to be turned down and in order for them to walk out to the sticks, which is the microphones, and give you people a false report of what just took place in the Oval Office.
Democratic nominee Joe Biden, campaigning in the Keystone State, says essential workers deserve better.
We're going to make sure we pay people what they're worth. It's not enough to praise our essential workers. It's about time we start paying you. We're going to empower workers and empower unions.
Biden in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News. More than 200 people were airlifted to safety after a fast-moving wildfire trapped them in a popular camping area in California's Sierra National Park. Juliana Park was able to drive to safety, but she tells ABC News,
"In the moment, I didn't think, oh, this could be, you know, the end for us, but in hindsight, when I listen to the recording of the audio, I do get a little spooked."
A city is upping the ante after a police officer and informant were shot last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A $35,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of the person who shot and killed a Cleveland police detective and an informant last week. Detective James Skernovitz and Scott Dingus were murdered on Thursday. Skernovitz was part of the Violent Crime Task Force in Cleveland.
And Major League Baseball mourning the death of Hall of Famer Lou Brock. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. And we're always live here, with a few exceptions. Like we recently
like
went
Friday.
Yeah, we went and saw Jim Brewer at a drive-in type attempt at.
Yeah, go see him if you get the chance.
Stand-up comedy. Yeah, Jim Brewer was, of course, outstanding. However, the presentation at the drive-in at the fairgrounds was less than hospitable.
Yeah, we got into it on our after show that we did that Friday night, which is viewable on Twitch and DLive in the video archives, and also it's permanently archived, or at least as permanent as an archive can be, on YouTube, which also means it's on library now as well. So anybody that wants to go and see us talk about what that experience was like, we got into it in quite a bit of detail on that Friday episode, and then also this Saturday we talked about it on the air.
Indeed, yeah, we I think we finished the conversation on Saturday. So, at any rate, if you would like to give a call, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can get us over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And Intercoin's team spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity. They represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts in their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that is important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. in exchange for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. We were talking about this article from Wired, and the title is Meet the Star Witness, Your Smart Speaker. This is from Wired.com. Talking about some of the devices in your home, such as the Amazon Echo, things of that nature. Your smartphone.
They're not in my home, I'll tell you that.
Nope.
Not that it matters. I have a cell phone, so you can turn that on anytime they want.
They can. And how it's being used by law enforcement, or how the growth is going, like more law enforcement requests than ever before.
Sure. They've learned they exist.
There
are more of them in houses than ever before. More people have these than ever before. So
there's more stupid people than ever before.
Yeah, of course it's going up.
So Amazon doesn't provide granular data on what the police are seeking, but Douglas Orr, head of the Criminal Justice Department at the University of North Georgia, says police now look for smart home data as routinely as they do for data from smartphones. Data on smartphones often points officers towards other devices, which then they can probe as the investigation continues. By amending a search warrant, police can keep going to keep collecting data, quote-unquote, Orr says. That usually leads to an Echo or at least some other device.
I wish it said how the phone points them to other devices.
Yeah, it's unusual.
That's making me think that there's like got some kind of contact tracing going on where things are recording what other devices they're near.
Yeah, it would seem to me that it's a bit like, you remember that show 24 with Kiefer Sutherland?
I never watched it, but that was one where he always tortured somebody. And
And they would always tap into people's phones illegally and listen to live conversations and tap into, you know, private cameras and public cameras to watch where people are going and track them and use satellites in ways that, you know, were unbelievable at the time, but totally believable now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at the time, it wasn't that believable that there were agents who tortured people every day, but...
So Orr continues to explain that officers are getting more savvy about smart home devices, creating templates that simplify requesting the data. Mm-hmm. Police departments often share these templates, he says, tailoring requests for the specifics of the case that they're investigating. Google's Nest unit reported increasing police demands for data from its smart speakers through 2018. Google then stopped reporting.
Uh-oh, that's never weird. A good sign.
Nest probably just gave them direct access to the database, so they don't know what they're asking for anymore.
Right, yeah, we're tired of answering all your requests. Yeah. Here you go. Just take whatever you want.
They stopped reporting Nest data separately, including such requests in its broader corporate transparency report, which shows increased requests for Google user data. In their terms of service, most major apps and websites include a clause warning users that companies may hand over their data if requested by the government. And you touched on that a bit earlier, Ian. Law enforcement agencies file subpoenas or search warrants for data, detailing to judges what evidence they expect to find on the devices and how it may serve the investigation. That's interesting that they sort of predict what they might find before they actually get the warrant.
Well, if you read the Constitution, it says that the warrant has to describe, I believe, what they're seeking and where they're seeking it.
Generally, yep.
Amazon and Google both notify users of a request for data unless the order itself forbids it. Any number of entities can request user data, but the companies say they prioritize requests based on urgency. I would venture to guess they prioritize requests based on whether it's the state or not.
I wonder what percentage of the so-called requests forbid the disclosure of their request. I suspect it's a good chunk of them.
That's like the very next sentence. Things like Homeland Security, they're going to take high priority, explains Lee Whitfield of Forensic Analysis.
Right.
So they're prioritizing the state requests over anybody else's.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Other law enforcement requests will come in under that. And then things like divorce cases or civil cases, they have a lower ranking. Well, who developed this ranking system, and why is it that way? For what purpose? I don't know.
Appeasement of law enforcement.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to piss those guys off, right?
No, they do have all the guns.
I really do.
Well, not all of them, but well, they have a lot of them.
Take the piss out of
That's
them.
Probably why you're not running Google's at-home program.
It's probably
almost true. Certainly.
Yeah.
I mean, among other things, like, I don't work for evil.
I work for awesome. I either work for good or for awesome, not for evil. In an emailed statement, an Amazon spokesperson said the company objects to overbroad or otherwise inappropriate demands, quote-unquote, from law enforcement.
We're putting our foot down.
And referred Wired to its policy on government requests. A Google spokesperson also referred Wired to its updated policy on requests. So apparently they have some sort of publicly displayed policy on what they do and why.
Mm-hmm.
Forensic experts tell Wired that information from these devices is valued because it can offer a timeline of a person's activities, their location, if they're alone, and can verify statements made during questioning. Usually the alibi you get is, I was at home. Nobody can confirm that.
I can't. I wasn't there.
Or the criminal justice professor says, so you have to ask, do you have a speaker? And so, of course, if they do, they say yes, and that's when this whole thing takes place.
So all you have to do to make the police think you are at home is play some audio in the room of your own voice. Just have it like on a playback, you know, speaker.
Oh, interesting.
And having it speaking to the speaker, that way you can say, oh, yeah, I was at home, while you were out doing something else.
I wonder if you could meta that where, like, you have... You know, your light's on a timer to prevent burglaries or whatever,
yeah.
And then that timer then triggers some sort of a device that plays your voice on a speaker as well, that then gets picked up by the echo that plays your voice and asks you some random question.
Yeah.
Or like you're on a phone call or something.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Or has studied the types of data police can pull from these smart speakers, like the Amazon Echo. Voice clips are only the beginning, he says. Speakers keep time-stamped logs of user activity. Police can examine these logs to get a sense of what someone was doing around the time of an alleged crime. So they're scrutinizing every little detail, not just the voice recordings, not just the sound. They're scrutinizing every detail of the device logs itself, including timestamps of stuff that you did. I'm certain web browsing is one of those activities. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number if you'd like to give us a call. This is Free Talk Live. We have more coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's right. Those are the last three digits of our toll-free number, which is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE if you prefer, like freedom.
Hey, there's somebody on there, too. How about that?
Indeed.
Cool.
This is Free Talk Live. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm your host this evening. It's also my one-year anniversary of being on the show, which
yay,
I think is pretty cool.
Oh, happy day.
Indeed. Thanks for all your support, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem, bro.
You finally accomplished something.
Yeah, took me this long. Sorry I'm late, guys, but I made it eventually.
Yeah.
With you in the studio tonight. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm nobody.
And we are here talking about all sorts of things, including this article from Wired called Meet the Star Witness, Your Smart Speaker. It's all about how law enforcement, government agencies are using your in-home digital assistants.
I mean, to me, this article it just seems like stating the obvious. I mean, it's just a lengthy statement of the obvious. You have a speaker with a recording device, you know, essentially a microphone and a recording device that is backed up on the internet in your home, and you should absolutely expect it to be used by law enforcement any chance they get.
So are you saying that people do not have a right to privacy for their personal data?
You're not allowing privacy if you're bringing a microphone-based device that you have no real control over into your home. I mean, you've made the choice in this case to have no privacy. So, you know, if somebody wants me to think they actually care about privacy, they should start by not having one of these things in their home.
Well, I agree with you on that premise. I do not have one of these in my home. I refuse to have one of these in my home. I'm not getting the Nest. I'm not getting Alexa. You know, all of these things are. But I do have a cell phone.
Yep.
So,
I do too.
You know, I mean, we've all got one. We're all able to be tracked. This article goes into...
But if you want to, you can still take that cell phone and you can put it somewhere. You can put it in a Faraday cage.
You can put it somewhere.
You can leave it in your car.
Do you still have those Faraday cages? Were they sold from here at one point?
Okay. Interesting. You can build one, too.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, plans are online. There's a bunch of DIY videos on YouTube for that. Yeah.
Or you just leave it out in your car, and then, you know, you need to have a more semi-private conversation with somebody. You can. And, of course, you can do the same thing with one of these smart devices, as in you can throw it into a river or into the swimming pool. And then that will solve that problem.
Well, let's do what we like to do here at Free Talk Live, and that's go to your calls and your thoughts. Let's check in with Ronnie calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to us on 102.3. Ronnie.
WGOW.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, one quick question before I go on saying, does anybody have a Bluetooth earpiece there?
I do not.
Oh, yeah, those are also very useful.
Or Bluetooth. Like when you get in your car, it automatically hooks up, and you can just hit the button and say,
"Yep, I have both of those." Yep, I have both of those things.
Here's the thing: you allegedly do something, and the powers that be decide to bring you in for questioning. They grab your phone, they look through your apps, and it's like, "Oh, you have Bluetooth connected devices," which is how your Alexa and Echo stuff work.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, then they go and say, "We need a subpoena for anything on here that is connected via Bluetooth."
Mm-hmm.
That's how simple it is to find out if you have an Echo at home.
Sure. Well, they also find out when they search your house. You know, they go in there and they find one.
This would give them a reason to. In other words, instead of going in and spending 2 hours tearing the place apart and looking for whatever, it's like, you know, looking for evidence that you did said alleged incident, they just go in and simply say, "Hey, we want to download this." You simply download it. That sure does sound like gunshots. So, okay, now we can look for a gun.
I see what you're saying. You're saying they could use the evidence they get for a search warrant, meaning that if they had the knowledge that the person already had a device in their home, they get the warrant to search the device, which reveals evidence of things you might have in the home, which they can then present to a judge to get a further warrant to search the home. Yeah, I can see that being the case.
By the same thing, you know, you get pulled over and you, for whatever, and your car gets impounded. Well, if you've got a GPS navigation system in your car, and you haven't dumped the memory, and you say, "Well, I've never been to Keene, New Hampshire."
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to your GPS, you were there 3 days ago. You know, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So technology is a wonderful thing, but technology can bite you in the butt.
Well, particularly in the hands of, you know, the goons of government.
Well, typically in the hands of anybody. Even, you know, what's that? Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Indeed it does.
And power corrupts, generally.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, it's just, you give somebody a yard, I mean, they'll take a mile.
Absolutely. Look at what happened on our Discord earlier this morning when one of our moderators went AWOL and just banned absolutely every member except for the amplifiers from the Discord, and that's only because he couldn't. He would have if he could have. And that was fun to wake up to today.
Oh, okay. Somebody might not be associated with said radio station anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, that person is no longer going to be a moderator. That's certainly for sure.
It seemed immoderate what he did.
Yeah, not very moderate of him.
Wait. Wouldn't it be freedom of speech, though?
What's that? Banning everyone from the Discord server?
Yeah, his
only if it's your Discord server.
Taking the opportunity to do what he did. That would be... That'd be more freedom of choice than speech.
Well, he utilized a power that he had, as you were saying, power corrupts, and so I gave that as an example of how he abused it.
Any other thoughts tonight, Ronnie?
No, I was just saying I just want to let people know it's literally anybody, you take your phone, you walk into a strange building, it's going to search for Wi-Fi signals, you know, so... You'd be amazed what your phone connects to, or your smartwatch, or your Bluetooth earpiece.
Yeah, without your knowledge.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right, we appreciate the call tonight, right?
Good point.
And we've actually touched on that part of technology before, where even if you don't connect to like a Wi-Fi in like a department store, you know, you go to Target or something.
It knows you were there.
It knows you were there. They have applications running on their Wi-Fi, on their servers, connected to their Wi-Fi that are tracking all of this. They can tell how many people walked up to this specific display.
I've heard they have Bluetooth receivers in the display aisles for that purpose.
Right. And so they go, oh, you know, that end cap with that display of toilet paper that, you know, during the crisis, you know, 1,000 people walked up to that every 4 hours or something, right?
And they
can define that. Yeah. And then by using other sources of metadata that can be linked to you, they can actually target you with advertisements because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the rabbit hole of data is quite deep. That is for certain. At any rate, Heather Mihalik, a forensics instructor, recalls a Florida case in which a man killed his wife, then tried to impersonate her. The husband sent texts and Facebook messages from his wife's phone in an attempt to blur the timeline of her disappearance. While the woman's phone activity continued, her Apple Watch showed a sudden drop in her heart rate activity that the husband claimed was due to a dead battery. Activity on the man's phone synced perfectly with when he used the wife's phone to post to Facebook. Her phone showed no activity except for when the husband picked it up to post, with timestamps matching his activity to the use of the wife's phone.
Yeah.
We were able to tell from his device that he would pick up the phone, take 18 steps, and it corresponded with the time he posted a Facebook post, Mihalik says. So, more granularity.
Yeah, well, because the phone is actually able to know whether you have picked it up or not.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's got all the sensors on it. It's got the orientation sensor. Right. All that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't bother me if they're using this to bust a murderer. I mean, like, great. If only the police weren't out there after drug users and drug dealers and prostitutes and gambling rings, if only they were not enforcing, you know, these victimless crime laws, if all they were doing was, you know, enforcing murder and rape and they're using smart speakers for that, I got no problem whatsoever with that. It's not offensive to me at all.
I mean, except they're not. So this other guy, O'Toole, says smart speaker recordings are part of several cases he's working on.
Sure.
Including a divorce in which a woman subpoenaed data from a smart speaker that may have picked up the sounds of her husband with another woman. Or perhaps he was just watching porn on the internet. We don't know.
Well, certainly divorces are going to get ugly. There's no doubt about that, and that's a sad
story.
Why
does government even have their hands in marriage at all? What's the purpose of that?
Oh, it was because, I think it was like the Civil War days. Supposedly the story is that they wanted to prohibit blacks from marrying whites, so they came up with a license to do that.
Good Lord.
So it's based in racism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Interesting.
That's right.
What isn't these days?
Yeah, indeed. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you'd like to join in on the fun, this is Free Talk Live. We've got more for you coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.